Hello, and welcome to the Bingeables Podcast, a podcast for geeky TV junkies, where we watch TV shows you just have to binge on.
This is our introduction episode to explain what the Bingeables Podcast is, who we are, and how we're formatting the podcast episodes to come.
So, a little bit about us. I'm your co-host, Chin Lin.
And I'm Isaac.
I'm a girl with unfinished books to write and TV scripts to concoct. I love watching sci-fi shows, fantasy shows, particularly witch shows. And I also enjoy comedies like How I Met Your Mother, Raising Hope, and Fresh Off the Boat.
And I am at heart an economist, but I do still love shows that are sci-fi and fantasy and political dramas and mysteries. I also watch a lot of comedies. This your standard fare that everyone watches, like South Park, Archer, The Simpsons, Futurama. I mean, I just named a bunch of animated shows, but also things like Raising Hope and How I Met Your Mother. I also end up listening to a lot of audiobooks because my commute ends up being quite long. This is a little bit early for an Audible plug, so we'll just hold off on that. And then I'm really into world building, so that's something I consider for a lot of things, not just TV shows and movies, but books too. I really care about whether a story has like a coherent internal logic, as long as I'm told that it's supposed to have it. For example, like Futurama doesn't need it because they kind of upfront tell you like, oh, it's absurd. Things aren't going to be the same from one episode to another. So don't, you know, try and.
It's very episodic. You don't want to apply logic to that show.
Yeah.
So our podcast is on the Geek Gals website. Geek Gals is a geek culture website for geeky and nerdy women. We have a fantastic team of writers who work really hard to bring you great content. We are also producing podcasts such as The Bingeables, and sometimes we are able to cover events like Comic Cons and festivals.
Okay, moving on to The Bingeables Podcast.
When I first came up with the idea for this podcast series, I wanted to address a need. A lot of TV junkies, like myself, are always on the lookout for new TV shows to watch, but there's just so many shows out there, and it's hard to figure out which ones are really worth your time to binge on.
So, enter our podcast, The Bingeables. We created this podcast specifically to help answer this question. We will pick shows to binge. Some of them will be shows that your friends have already been telling you to watch, like The Wire, though we don't really actually have plans for The Wire, but just like The Wire. And some will be new or relatively unknown shows that we're just looking to try out and see if they're bingeable. So how does this work?
We binge on a TV show, we take notes, we record an introductory episode to give you a spoiler-free overview of the show, so you can decide whether or not you want to watch. We also share our thoughts about the show, whether we recommend it to geeks, and which of your friends might be interested in said show. And we do this to engage with you. We want you to binge a show with us.
Subsequent podcast episodes dive into the TV show. We will announce in the introductory podcast episode which TV show episodes will be covered in which podcast episodes so you can binge along with us.
Questions that we have to keep in mind when we binge a TV show include: what makes a show bingeable? What aspects or elements of a show do you look for when you want to binge?
For me, it's about a show that makes me not want to stand up and go do something else at the end of an episode, but instead I find myself searching for an excuse to allow myself to watch one more, and then one more, and then one more, and then I don't get any sleep that night. After that, it's about a show that I'm willing to watch through again, and I still want to see as many episodes as possible in one sitting.
For me, I think a show is bingeable when it is fast-paced and grabs the viewer's attention, and after one episode, I don't feel the urge to switch over to another show. The show should retain my attention, keep me curious, and leave me wanting more.
Right. And then so the rest of the questions that we want to answer with these introductory episodes are, why should geeks binge this show? Why should geek women binge this show? Would you recommend this show to another geek? Is it worth the time? And for some shows, we may ask, at what point in the show do you say a geek will get hooked and binge? I'm looking at you, season 3 of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh boy. So now we're going to start our introduction for Disenchantment.
Disenchantment is Matt Groening's latest animated series airing on Netflix. Matt Groening, of course, is the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama fame. So the question that I first have is, what led to the selection of this show for the bingeables?
I have been binging on Futurama this entire summer, and I've just been hooked by the show and Matt Groening's work. And when I found out that he had a new animated series come out, and it was about an alcoholic princess with a personal demon and a jolly little elf, I figured it's pretty much up my alley of shows that I would normally want to watch, and I figured, why not start our podcast with this show?
That sounds like a great reason to me. Just based on the premise that you described, it sounds hilarious. Okay, so then the next question is,
is this show bingeable, and what makes it bingeable?
Having seen the show at this point, my answer is yes-ish.
I would say the first episode is bingeable. It does leave me wanting more, but you are dragged on for a little bit in the first season.
Yeah.
It doesn't pick up pace again until a little bit later towards the end.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like it's kind of got the first time I noticed this problem was with the show Big Bang Theory. Like, they used all their good jokes and setups in the first episode, and everything after that was just kind of funny. Towards the end of the season, I was definitely going, oh yeah, let's definitely watch the next one. That sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. Do we think this would be a good show for geeks to binge?
Yes, I do think it's a good show for geeks to binge on. If you're into Futurama, you're into that kind of humor, and if you've also seen this musical comedy called Gallivant that was on the ABC a few years ago, if you liked that show, because that was also a fantasy, it was a fantasy show, but it was live action, not animated. If you liked that show, I think you would also enjoy Disenchantment.
I did see it, and I did like it. Now, whether I feel like this would be good for geeks to binge, yeah. This show kind of grows on you. But specific kinds of geeks, like you said, yeah, I think if you're into fantasy, you'll especially if you're into any of the Lord of the Rings lore or anything like that, there'll definitely be some things that you pick up on that should be funny to you.
And would this be good for geek women to binge? I do think the show would be good for geek women to binge. Mostly because of the main character, Princess Tia Beanie, or Princess Bean. She's not your typical princess. She is very feminist because she's living in a time where women are taught to behave and be a lady and listen to everything that their fathers or their husbands say.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't do that. She doesn't listen to her father. She does whatever the fuck she wants to do. She wants to go out and drink, so she does it every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I think women will appreciate seeing that in the medieval fantasy setting.
I would say that I don't particularly have an opinion on whether geek women should or should not watch this particular show. I think your reasoning is pretty good. I don't have really anything to add to that.
Okay. And is this show worth the time?
So it's all about 5 hours of watching, right?
It's 10 episodes, about 30 minutes each.
Right. So about 5 hours.
I suck at mental math, and you know that.
I mean, I'm not upset that I watched it. I'll put it that way. Like, you won't be upset that you watched it, I don't think. I don't think you'll be like, oh my god, this is the best show ever, but I don't think you'll be sad that you spent the time to watch it.
I was really enthusiastic coming into this show, and now that I've seen the first season, I don't regret watching it. Like, even though some of the episodes I felt kind of okay about, I still enjoyed watching them, and I do think it's still worth your time to watch.
Okay, and I should note that we're not getting paid to say that. Like, I was kind of disappointed with the show.
None of this is sponsored. This is our opinions.
But I think I may have had too high a hope for what this show would be. Mostly because of just the setup that Chin Lin gave. Like, oh, it's a drunken princess with an actual, like, personal demon. And I'm like, no, that sounds great. Do you think there's a point in the show where it seems to get better?
The second half of the first season is when it gets really good.
Okay.
So if you can get through the first half of the season, then you're solid.
Yeah. There's definitely more, like, sexual innuendo jokes and things that I've expected out of a Matt Groening show, especially in the first episode. But then that kind of, like, settles down, and the next, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes, they're not bad. You kind of chuckle a few times. You're like, huh, that was an episode of a show? Sure.
Yeah, in terms of humor, you mostly just chuckle for those.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess overall, maybe some of the earlier episodes were filler episodes.
It could be. They were trying to establish the characters and just give them quote-unquote adventures that they had been on.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. In our next podcast episode, we'll dive deep into Disenchantment episodes 1 through 5.
Thank you for listening to this introduction to the Bingeables podcast. We hope you join us on our binge-watching journey.
If you want to learn more about us, check out our website, geekgals.co.
Until next time!